Richard from Dallas, Texas. He said he's had a disorder for 5 years. His doctors are baffled. It's cost him $50,000 in tests. Nothing's happened.
My goodness.
Does the technique of healing require you to know what is wrong with the person before you can proceed to cure him? Do you have to know what's wrong?
Not always. I mean, sometimes it's really helpful to know, but there are times when a healer, any healer, can deepen and actually experience the person's body. They're not a diagnostician, but they get close enough to it that they can then direct the healing to whatever is needed. So you don't have to know.
And so just let the energy go after the damaged cells.
Exactly.
Do these cells repair themselves, or do they just die off?
Both ways. If the cell is not so badly damaged that it's on its way out already, cells do have the capacity to repair themselves. But sometimes, if the damage is great enough, they'll die and then new cells must come in to replace them.
And I'm told, too, now that even cells in the brain regenerate.
Yes.
Which they never, even the heart, too. The heart starts to do it now. People, yes. Scientists years ago would have said that's, you know, come on now.
Right. And the brain cells are the first ones, I think, we've had really good data about in how energy affects them. I've done a fair amount of testing with electroencephalograms here in the United States and also in Japan. Was flown to Japan to be tested at Nihon University in Tokyo because they were doing a documentary. And they had me all hooked up with 128 sensors. And each of those had a wire that went to a recording computer. And so they tested me just hanging out, looking at a spot on the wall, which is classic, and then in meditation, and then working with someone, doing healing work with someone who was very ill. It was fascinating because my brain runs beta waves, which is the thinking mind, and delta, which is supposed to be in the brain primarily in deep sleep, but I run them simultaneously in a waking state. This is quite unusual. This is the similar results as to what Richard Davidson, a researcher at the University of Wisconsin, has found with Tibetan monks who've meditated for 50,000 hours, bless their hearts. And so it is the clear mind, the aware mind, and that delta stuff has got to be the mind partially in the other realms, in the other realities, in that God space. When those two come together, the brain peaks. I mean, you can see these large peaks of energy all synchronized together. And the experience is that the energy is just bolting through you, like you experienced with your two friends.
What about magnets? Do they work on people? You know, you hear people have magnets.
I know. Some people are really into them. Magnets, I don't like them. They make me feel scrambled, and so they're not something that I've used. To me, they're too impersonal. The people I work with are generally really, really sensitive, and I would not impose a magnetic field on most people, frankly.
Because, you know, somebody, Jason from Ohio, is writing in. He says that his wife a while ago had arthritis, and he was massaging her and felt a strong magnetic attraction between his wrist and her back, much like what happened to me, I guess, in that case. And so that is basically what you're saying. The human element seems to be a little more important here.
It does.